Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Okay, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour on the air. New week. Baseball season is here. We've got Coach Christian Ostrander with us. Going to join him in just a couple of minutes. Glad you're with us this afternoon. We're broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Oak Grove. Bob, Kelly, and Andrew. Opening segment sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, which is a great place to cater this weekend's baseball when Louisiana Tech comes to town. Great place to take your family for dinner tonight. The long-awaited 2025 baseball season is underway. Lafayette was the opening opponent. Golden Eagles win all four games against a pretty scrappy team, actually, a team that came in here and competed very hard. We have Coach Christian Ostrander on the Eagle Hour every Monday. Glad to kick off baseball season this Monday. Coach, I'm going to get straight to what I think you like a lot, and that's pitching. I'll talk about your four starting pitchers, J.B. Middleton, Cross Sibley, Matt Adams, and Graydon Harris. These guys go 22 innings, give up just 12 hits, but this was so typical. We've gotten so used to this with your teams, 23 strikeouts against just 5 walks. Let's start out the conversation by giving us your assessment of your four starters this weekend. Coach, you with us? All right, guys, take it here. I seem to have lost the call.
Yeah, because it sounded like he was there for a minute.
Something happened.
Yeah, because he had a lozenge or something maybe in his mouth. The phone was being rattled, and it sounded like he was on there. But you got to see him this weekend, Andrew, a good bit.
Yeah, no, they were all really, really good. J.B. Middleton was impressive. Cross Sibley was solid. He was the only starter to give up runs, and he matches his career strikeout total. Matthew Adams, what a story for him to come back and was arguably the most dominant. And then Graydon Harris, really fun to watch. Looks like we got Ostrander on the line now.
Yeah, you with us, Coach?
I'm here.
Okay, just a phone problem here. We were talking about your four starters, 22 innings, 23 strikeouts, 5 walks. Give us your assessment of the four guys you started the games with.
Yeah, I thought it was outstanding. You know, I thought they did a great job and, you know, really got us out of the gate and, you know, did exactly what we were hoping they would do. And, you know, they still got to go out there and do it. But anytime you can get 5 or 6 innings out of your starters and be in the ball game, especially on a four-game weekend, man, you feel good about it.
You take Cross Sibley and Matt Adams between those guys, 17 strikeouts and 2 walks. That's how you teach kids to pitch, isn't it, Coach?
Well, that's what we try to do. You know, we really preach throw it over that white thing a lot. And, you know, and usually if you do that, you're going to, you know, be in a good shape and for the most part. And but, no, that's, you know, that's kind of what they are. They are strike throwers. And really, we were looking back at our strike percentage as a staff this weekend. And for the most part, it was we clearly met our standard. It really exceeded our standard, so which is a good thing.
Yeah, Oz, I wanted to ask you about that strike percentage. So your four starting pitchers, of all their pitches thrown, 66% of their pitches were strikes. Where does that stack up? What's that golden number that you look for with that?
Well, 63 is you know, kind of collectively and individually. You know, it's just a number that I've been using for 20 years, I guess. You know, of preaching to pitchers and staff, and it really holds true. And so if you exceed that, individually or collectively as a staff, then you probably say, all right, you know what, we kept good tempo, good rhythm, and threw a lot of strikes, didn't beat ourselves much, and things of that nature. And some of those guys, you know, some of these starters were in the 70s this weekend. So that's, you know, Matt Adams, clearly, that was a dominating performance, I think everybody would say. So you look back at his strike percentage, it was a little north of 70%. And when you get in those 70s, it is pretty dominant. So, yeah, it's something we just talk about. It's a narrative that you constantly preach, and you do that enough, then hopefully it becomes kind of part of who they are.
Kind of a similar question. Your bullpen, you know, all your starters went fairly deep this weekend. What's kind of your assessment? You know, McCarty kind of struggled a little bit, but it seemed like everybody else had solid starts to the year.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of freshmen kind of getting their feet wet, their first times, you know, getting out there, and, you know, kind of the baptismal outing, whatever, and just dealing with it, which there's going to be some nerves and some anxiety and stuff like that, but they just got to get out there and get through that, and I think we saw that some of them do that. And yeah, there was a couple innings that probably could have been cleaner, but baseball is a hard game. The other team's trying to hit the ball too, and you know, whatnot. But overall, I was pleased, and we still got some arms that didn't get in there, and I wish I could. I told them yesterday, I wish in a perfect world every one of you got the pitch, but it's not perfect, and be ready for, you know, Tuesday.
Sometimes we forget that these guys are human beings as well, and Matt Adams sure has a really good feel-good story. Forget the baseball coaching side, Coach Ostrander. As a human being, what did it mean for you to see him go out there and perform at the level he did when it's been a while?
Yeah, well, man, you know, this relationship with Matt started about 8 years ago, if y'all can believe that, 6 years coaching him. And, you know, I think it was 18. It was. I know it was. I remember it was the spring of 2018. I flew to Houston to go watch him, and flew back the next day that we went and played Alabama. I can remember it well. And so this relationship started many, many years ago. And to see him persevere and grow, and just what he is, the human being he is, and just all that stuff. He's extraordinary, and, you know, I'm proud of him, because I'm telling you, it's not easy coming back from shoulders. It's just not. And he's worked his tail off to put him in this position, and I couldn't be more proud of him.
I'll tell you another name I think people are going to hear a lot of out of what I saw yesterday is Graydon Harris. You started him yesterday, first true freshman, I understand, to start a weekend game in a number of years, but boy, for a kid, Coach, he looked big, strong, and impressive.
Well, he's worked his tail off. Coach Mack and has done a great job with him in the weight room. All of our guys, all of them are physical, man. All these freshmen have gained great weight, and you know, and velocity ticks up, whatever. So that's a credit to what Coach Mack does in our weight room. But Graydon's earned that right to get the ball yesterday. He's thrown the ball really well since we got back, and we built him up for this, and he did exactly what I hoped he'd do, you know, just go in there and really compete in the zone, and his stuff is hard to barrel up. It just really is. And so great starting point for him. The first is over now. Just like I told him, just keep writing your story, you know. Every time you get that ball and you're on that mound, it's another chapter. So just keep growing.
As I want to ask kind of a similar question, or to flip sides, the lineup, obviously they produced a lot this weekend, more so probably than the past couple opening weekends, not so much of the slow start. Of course, the weather probably helped a little bit, but man, you know, there was a feeling this lineup could be deep, and it looked the part. How do you kind of go about assessing them? You know, Lafayette, you know, to their credit, they hung as long as they could, but that bullpen not as deep as you guys. How did you go about assessing this lineup?
Well, you know, you don't base it just on these games. You base it on what you've seen since, you know, all fall, the 3 weekends leading up to this. You know, opening weekend's awesome. I don't think you can put a ton of stock into anything. I think there's emotions, ups, down. What you really want to see on opening weekend, at least for me, is us doing things the right way. You know, playing with the right intensity, the right effort, the right, you know, hair and leadership, and all that stuff. And don't get me wrong, you want to win, but understand what I'm saying. This is such a long season that you can't get too up down, you know, just because what opening weekend. You got to stay the course and so forth. But my assessment of this weekend was what I hoped to see, what I thought we could see. I think it can be a long lineup. I think there is a lot of options. I think we're going to have good hitters that might not be in that, you know, that lineup that day that's waiting their turn. So I think we have matchups that we can do and stuff like that. So very encouraged, you know, before this past weekend, you know, love this group, still do. And now we just got to go on and get ready for the next one.
Coach, on the other side of the ball, and well, let me hold that up. We've got 45 seconds left in the break, but I do want to get your thoughts on Davis Gillespie. That's been a kid that Kelly and I have followed pretty closely since he got here, and he's a strong kid, Coach. He hit a home run when you guys fell behind in that second game Saturday that looked like a 400-foot line drive. But real quickly, just talk about the strength of Davis Gillespie and how big time can he become at this level?
I think he can become a big time player. I think he is. I think he's on his way. He's stronger than Ox, and he's got a good hit tool. It's not just power. It's a guy that can really hit it, you know, pole to pole, gap to gap, and hurt you in many ways. But he has worked so hard, you know, with Coach Creel and Coach Rhodes and Coach Brewer and all those guys. Man, he just really worked hard, and he gets after it. So I'm excited to see what this year can do for him.
Talking to head baseball coach Christian Ostrander, it's baseball season, guys. You see that smile on my face, Center?
And I don't see your paper chain anymore. It's all gone.
I don't need my paper chain anymore. I've been at the Pete all weekend, Kelly. It's no place I'd rather be. We'll be back, Coach Christian Ostrander, on the Eagle Hour next.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Campus Book Mart sponsors this segment of the show. Miss Kathleen down there selling all that Southern Miss swag. Check her out. Check her out on line, campusbookmart.net. Tell her the guys from the Eagle Hour said hello. Don't forget about the podcast, Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Continue our conversation with Coach Christian Ostrander. Golden Eagles go 4-0 over the weekend. Have a midweek game tomorrow night. Boy, I tell you what, Coach, starting tonight, there are no easy outs for the next month. I know you embrace that. What are you expecting tomorrow night? I don't want to get past this weekend too quickly, but obviously a different animal coming in here in Mississippi State. I think the Southern Miss approach will be the same, but what do you expect our fan base will see tomorrow night from your opponent?
I think they'll be a really good team. I think they're going to have a lot of talent. I think they'll be well coached. I think they're going to know coming in here is not going to be an easy task for them. And so I expect a great baseball game. I think they respect us and know who we are. We respect them, know who they are. But then they just go, kind of lock horns and get after it.
Yeah, now, I think you told me this earlier in a conversation we were having, but you're going to play at Mississippi State, and I know you and the coach up there got this together. Will we see this, you think, moving forward on a regular basis, a home-and-home with the Bulldogs?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think that's what we, you know, obviously, we want to keep the playing twice a year, and or you know, instead of going to Trustmark, playing, you know, home and home. And I think that's, I'm all for it. I mean, I was like, heck yeah, you know, let's go. I'm all in. And so I was very thankful that, you know, Coach Lemonis wanted to do that. And yeah, I think that's something you'll see moving forward.
Coach, I think when you announced your starters for this past weekend, there was some folks that were a little surprised that Kobe Allen wasn't one of the, you know, one of the guys. At this point, you look for him to maybe continue a bullpen role. Could he be a spot starter? What are you thinking with whatever you're comfortable sharing as far as Allen goes?
Yeah, you know, all options are on deck. Always have been with him, and you kind of open a weekend the way you did, and I felt conviction on that we did the right thing. And you know, so moving forward, Colby knows, man, he's, you know, he's going to pitch, and you know, whether it's starting, whether it's relieving, whether, you know, whatever it is, I mean, it's going to be meaningful innings and stuff. So, but he's fully ready to do whatever. His attitude is one of the best I've ever coached. A guy he just wants to win. Give me the ball, coach, and I'll be ready.
And how does mental preparation differ from those of a starter to a reliever, if at all?
I think for some it does. I think for some it doesn't. You know, I think there's clearly some guys that you know, do better with a 7-day plan for their preparation, and whether mental preparation or physical. And then there's some guys, it don't matter, man. I'm just, you know, they'll you know, rip the hide off the ball or whatever with their teeth. They're ready to go. So it just, you know, I think it just varies, you know, individual to individual.
Oz, I'll ask the burning question, though you may not give much of an answer. You start four pitchers this week, this weekend, you know, which is unusual. You got this midweek coming up. How do you go about approaching pitching for this midweek? If you can share who's starting, would love to hear that. But how do you kind of go about it this week?
Yeah, you know, really and truly, I think it's going to be a staff game. I think it's going to be a lot of hands on deck. Colby's going to get the ball to get us out of the gate tomorrow. And, you know, and we feel very strong. I feel very strong about that. And then after that, it's just, you know, whatever, you know, could be matchup. It depends on what their lineups look like, left, right, whatever. And, you know, but Colby will get us going. And, you know, it's, and that's his job, to go out there and sprint and see how many outs he can get. Then we'll go to the next guy.
You expect to see more freshmen on the mound tomorrow night, Coach? Maybe some of these new kids that we saw some yesterday, and they all look good, but will we see more tomorrow, you think?
You could. You know, again, I think we've got a pretty good – I think we're going into tomorrow pretty loaded up with a lot of options. So yeah. I'm not going to – you know, I'd be lying if I told you who you're going to see, because a lot of that, it goes based on field, based on, you know, matchups, what, you know, who handles what and stuff like that.
Well, I know one guy we're going to see is Ozzie Pratt, and he may be the smallest guy on the team, but he is a baller. He was .500 this weekend, Coach, 8 of 16 at the plate. Typical defensive effort by Ozzie, but, boy, what a baseball player that kid is.
He really is. He loves it. He's got a great demeanor for this game because he's just Ozzie, man. He's always happy or whatever. I don't know. He just he's awesome. He's got an infectious personality. He gets frustrated. He gets competitive with himself. There can be some times where he might be a little disturbed with himself, but he doesn't show it, and that's a good quality. You know, he keeps it internal, processes it, moves on, and he doesn't get two up or two down, and he plays a great defense, and he knows who he is as a hitter, and he's just a solid ball player.
All right, we've talked about all the positives. Is there anything that excuse me, that you saw over the weekend that you would say we got to work more on that? And if it is, can you share to what degree with us that?
There's always stuff to work on, man. There will be until the last game of the year is played. You know, baseball is a very difficult game, and you got to continue to focus and think about the little things offensively of you know, moving the baseball, getting guys in scoring position, you know, defensively, just, you know, minimizing whatever. And same thing as on the mound. You know, you talk about a pretty decent, you know, 4-1 ratio or whatever it is, strike out the wall. Well, we need to be better than that. You know, so there was moments where we could have been. And so, yeah, I think there's always stuff that you're going to work on. And and continue to work on. I know I'm giving you a generic answer, but you know, it's just it just never ends. I mean, it just never ends with just trying to dot the I's, cross the T's, and seeing, you know, how polished you can make this product.
And I know that the adage comes out that for pitchers, they've got one job, right, to throw it over the white thing, I think you said, Coach. But the fact, I mean, a lot of guys can throw it over there, but the other team has a tendency to then hit it over the wall, you know. So you got to be able to throw it over that, but get it to move, dip, dive, dodge, or whatever it is, the 5 D's of dodgeball. That's
well, Kelly, I'll argue this with you, buddy. Is if you tell them to throw it over the middle of the plate, how many times is it going to go right over the middle? It's probably not. It's going to go a little bit in, a little bit out, a little bit up, a little bit down. So, yeah, but definitely you want to work your quadrants. But the first thing here, foremost, is getting them, in my opinion, to shoot, you know, be able to work from the center to the edges, and versus trying to be too nitpicky edges to the center. So that's when you get in trouble.
As this game kind of kicks off a really tough month of a slate of teams that you guys have to face, how do you, you know, given that you're playing such tough teams, I mean, how do you make sure your team handles it well and not get, you know, over high or too low? I mean, just kind of talk about how you guys plan on approaching this upcoming month.
Just take it one game at a time. Go play. You know, you're not really playing against your opponent as much as you are playing against the game. You know, play the game the right way. If you do that, you got a chance. I don't care who you're playing. If you go out there and you throw a lot of strikes and you have competitive at-bats and you make good plays in the field, you know, you got a chance to beat anybody. And so, the schedule, if you want, you know, we want to call it tough or beefed up the next stretch, that's obvious. I mean, there's some really good opponents there, but that's going to make us better. And, you know, so it's something we embrace. That's what this program's all about. It's a program built on guts, and you got to have guts to go out there and try to play the best, to beat the best, and it'll prepare you for conference, prepare you for hopefully making some runs down the road.
Coach, the weather turned cold yesterday. Going to be cold tomorrow night and cold this weekend is what we're seeing. Does that in any way change your philosophy of how long you use your pitchers this early in the year?
No, it really doesn't. I think more it's about just being, you know, being aware of labor innings and, you know, this and that. Once you get loose, you're going to stay loose and you're going to, you know, keep going. Those pitchers come off the mound and into the dugout. And they put that jacket on and keep things warm. And, you know, so I don't think it's as much as, you know, if you didn't have any movement for about 30 minutes and went out there and tried to crank it back up, yeah, you're probably going to be in trouble. But we're kind of aware of it and to do everything we can to, you know, mitigate any of that and just keep them moving a little bit. And but hopefully, you know, not just the pitchers, but everybody will handle that well.
Final question for me, Coach. The true freshmen that come in, how different or how would you describe a freshman physically, emotionally, mentally today than, say, a freshman 15 years ago when there weren't all these Eastons and Perfect Games and baseball factories and Under Armour and all those sort of showcases that they got to play in?
Help me out with that, Kelly. Tell me again. I don't know how to answer that. I don't know what you're asking.
Just how are freshmen today different than they were 15 years ago? True freshmen.
Well, physically, there's no doubt. I think the game, things have changed, you know, with that, with training. I think everybody's a little more physical now. I don't know, you know, from the mental side of it, you know, there was mentally tough kids 15 years ago, and there are mentally tough kids now, and there were, you know, kids that were not as mentally strong 15 years ago and the same now. So, you know, to me, I think the physical difference is definitely there. And you know, I guess with the level of travel ball and things of that nature, there can be guys are more prepared a little bit now possibly than back then because they faced maybe better competition a little bit more. Just kind of hard to tell. I think there's, you know, but I'd say the physical side of it's definitely different.
Great to have you back on the Eagle Hour, Coach. We look forward to every Monday. We look forward to tomorrow night and the upcoming weekend as well. Thank you very much, sir.
Appreciate y'all. Thank you.
All right, Christian Ostrander, everybody. We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, welcome back. I want to thank Coach Christian Ostrander for joining us. He'll be with us every Monday. Travis Creel will be with us every Wednesday. And we love Travis Creel around here, don't we, Santa?
Well, apparently a lot of people do, because you don't hear those chants anymore.
Four games in, Kelly. Give him time.
I did see a tweet that says he is not fired this weekend.
Oh, okay. Well, good.
Wow. Well, that's really reassuring to know.
Yeah, it's secure.
Hey, stay informed. You can do that with Pine Belt News, your go-to source for news and sports coverage in the Hattiesburg area. You can also explore their other publications like Signature Magazine. You get Pine Belt News delivered to your home for just $35 per year or $55 annually if you live outside of Forest and Lamar counties. And man, we have one of their illustrious writers right here on our staff now.
One of the two illustrious writers.
Right. We're glad to have you, bro.
Whenever Signature's around taking, you know, the photographers taking pictures, I always make sure that I get out of those pictures because,
yeah,
well, until Doge came along, you know, I owed the government.
Have they ever taken pictures of you in your 10-man suit that you wear sometimes?
My baked potato sport coat?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. When the fashion section, I might be in the fashion section at some point.
I can only imagine. 4th Street Bar and Grill will sponsor this segment of the show. You can get a Kelly-like figure if you eat lunch down there 5 days a week, because it is good. And the food is always good. The camaraderie is always wonderful. I guess they were celebrating pretty good down there this weekend after a big baseball weekend. But speaking of weekends, Andrew, analyze the basketball weekend.
Oof.
Do we have to?
I think that about sums it up. Oof. Worst case scenario with that road trip, they finished the year 1-13 on the road. Their one win being against a lowly UL this year.
1-13 on the road.
1-13 on the road. Lady Eagles weren't much better. Complete disaster on the road, I think this is the best way to describe it.
And prior to the show, Andrew, you were talking about if the season were to end today. Now, the Eagles have got four home games left, mm-hmm. and two of them are against Monroe and Coastal. So, you know, now they've also got South Al and Troy, who are two of the top teams, you know, would be in our division. But if the season were to end today, Andrew, tell them the hurdles that the Eagles would have to get at the tournament in Pensacola.
In order to get to the semifinals, again, this is as things are the way they are today. In order to just get to the semifinals, they will have to win five games in five consecutive days to make it to the semifinal round.
Just to the semifinal round?
Yes, I believe that's how it was.
That's pretty tough.
Yeah, it's not easy.
Yeah,
not an easy one. I believe the tournament would start on a Tuesday, and the championships are played on a Monday. So this thing drags on for a good week.
I hate to ask this question, and I'll let you two decide who wants to answer it. We were talking among ourselves last week, and we were saying that terrible loss that they suffered to Arkansas State may have been the low point of the year. But Andrew is losing to Louisiana Monroe. Is that the low point of the year?
I think coming off of this road stretch at 1-13, it was just kind of the overall low of the year. I mean, there's room to get lower, that's for sure, because they've been talking about having these last four games at home all year. And if you don't at least come out of these 500, you know, I mean, that's rough. But mind you, the Golden Eagles are 35-5 in home games the last three years.
They're good at home.
So, you know, if you find your way going below that winning percentage quite drastically, I think there's a way to find a low or point.
Well, if you won all four, where would that put you in the?
I didn't feel like doing that math. Okay. I also saw that other math on Twitter. So,
I see. Okay.
But it's still going to be a long road to hoe. That's for sure.
It's everything that's could have almost gone wrong in some ways. What makes this year frustrating? They're healthy. They got John Wade back late, sure. You know, he was good the first couple games he came back, has kind of faded away. This offense, for whatever reason, does not click. And the talent's there. We all see it. They all do different things, specialties. There is no synergy with this offense. It's just not coming together. If you guys can put your finger on it, by all means.
But that's the thing that's the biggest disappointment about this is, remember at the beginning of the year we said if Curbelo and Alvarez could both be healthy, both be playing in the backcourt. Now they did lose Tegra, but still, you know, Tegra was not going to be a Denaje Harris. Thank goodness for Denaje Harris,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, he's been the stud and he's been the guy that's been floating this boat. But everything that you thought, if we if we can get all these pieces together, and to Andrew's point, they are healthy, and you're just scratching your head going, what in the world? There is no reason, and it has nothing to do with winning the league necessarily, although that's the goal, but I mean, they're not even being competitive in different situations that you really thought they would be. It's a real head scratcher.
Yeah, and you know, I think I've said this before, their defense has definitely played a lot better than it did to start the year. They figured out a lot of their hiccups and whatnot, Arkansas State being the lone exception to that, but they played well against ULM. I mean, they were in that game until the end. Honestly, for most of these road games, with the exception of Arkansas State, they were in all these games until the end, and they just cannot deliver when the game is on the line. It's been like that all year.
And sometimes finding different ways, you know, to not put it away. And meanwhile, now the other teams in the league start jockeying for position. We thought that Arkansas State was going to break away and kind of be the lone ranger at the top of the pack. But now they've come down a little bit, and some of these other teams are getting their stuff together. And it's going to be a real race to see who wins that tournament.
I think it's a three- or four-way tie for first, which just makes this more frustrating for Southern Miss, because Arkansas State's now playing bad, and you could have – you had your season in front of you. You could have taken advantage of this last stretch and surged yourself to the front. Like I said, they're healthy. They have the capability. They're just not doing it for whatever reason. And that's, again, what makes it so frustrating, that they could easily be right there and they're just not.
And Troy and South Alabama, they're playing for something.
Yeah, Troy didn't they beat Arkansas State this weekend?
I believe so. Yeah. But yeah,
they did.
That makes those two games way harder than they would probably have been before, because as you just said, Troy and South Alabama, they're playing to win the conference.
Right.
They're playing for that double bye. Both of them are.
Right.
All right, we're going to bring a client on in the last segment, so I want to get to it before we run out of time. Softball update,
rough.
Yeah, it's rough, but boy, they're really playing a monstrous schedule.
They are. I mean, they were in it with Arkansas and Louisiana Tech. Arkansas had their way with them for one of them, but, you know, their pitching is just not – they cannot get it figured out, and they got eight different pitchers, so I suppose that's some of it, but – you know, they'll have one girl who comes in, pitches, has a bad game, and then you're thinking they bring her in, has a good game, and then the last person who had a good game is bad. Yeah. A lot of inconsistency. I'm still scratching my head, as I'm sure the coaching staff is, but I think part of it has to do with this really tough schedule that they've had.
And Bob, before we go to break two, I wanted to congratulate Swayze Bozeman, who has left the Kansas City Chiefs and has signed with the Chicago Bears.
No, Michael will be glad to hear that.
So maybe Swayze will get a chance to be, you know, a starter with them.
I want to go back to this. It's kind of funny. I mentioned Oz during one of the breaks, that a guy was sitting with me Saturday, and he goes, "Well, they didn't pitch Colby much. I'll bet you Colby starts and pitches all night against Mississippi State." And I laughed at him and said, "Nah, probably not." I mentioned that to Oz, and Oz kind of chuckled on the phone and said, "Well, we'll see." And then he announces to us that he's going to start. What do you make of that? That's a little surprising to me.
Yeah. I'm surprised of it, honestly. Yeah. I wonder how long he goes.
I wouldn't think
more than four innings max. I thought he would have come in on the back end if the game was close to try and win it for them.
I'm not the only one that was surprised by that.
No, but, you know, if you're trying to get ranked, which they are, they're on the cusp, as we all know, that's going to be a defier for you very early in a way to kind of build your resume quick.
That's right.
So,
but he was also very clear he's going to use a lot of arms.
Yeah, there's
this is
that.
True. And I think you're going to see some true freshmen have a welcome to college baseball moment. But I think,
exactly,
you know,
right.
I think if you can get out to an early lead, because I suspect this will be a slugfest, as most midweeks tend to be.
Yeah.
But if you can jump out to an early lead, I think Southern Miss's lineup can definitely keep them ahead.
And I know they had a little bit of an off year last year, I guess, to a degree for them, but don't ever forget that Mississippi State, whether you like it or not, they're the bell cow, buddy. 10 World Series appearances, historic program. So excited to hear that Lamonis was agreeable to a home and home with Mississippi State. I think that's the best scheduling news we've heard this year.
Now, Andrew, if it is a slugfest, will it be like the William and Mary game yesterday?
Oh, 36-22 against Rhode Island. Yes. Oh my God, former Billy Butler, you know, an alum of Rhode Island. That's
pitching, baby.
Ended in the seventh because of the 10-run rule, believe it or not.
Or both teams ran out of throwers. There's obviously no pitchers on those teams.
All right, MSU tomorrow night at 6 o'clock, and then Louisiana Tech, and then another midweek game, and then on the road to TCU, man. It's going to get interesting fast.
But a four-game set with La Tech, I think. Isn't it a four-game set this weekend?
No, I don't think so.
It is three? Okay, I was thinking maybe
this was the only four games of the week.
Correct. Gotcha.
And I'm glad. That's a lot of baseball on Saturday, Andrew.
Yeah, it was for me, that's for sure.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, again, I want to thank Coach Oz for joining us opening Monday of baseball season. He'll be with us every Monday. And we look forward to that as always, of course. DBAT sponsors this segment of our program. Great place for baseball, softball training. Also want to say hello to our great friends at Genesis of Hattiesburg and Mo Babe and Jay Company. Hey, we're glad to have another great supporter of Super Talk on the show with us right now. Tim Lowry owns Heritage Firearms here in Oak Grove. He's also a big supporter of Southern Miss Athletics, does a lot to support all the athletes at USM, and was a sponsor of our event out at the ballpark Friday. And, hey, it's great to have you on the show. And I remember hearing, man, a lot of Southern Miss athletes like to buy their hunting guns and ammunition and what have you from Heritage. You got quite a customer base of Southern Miss kids, don't you?
Oh, yeah, we really do. As a matter of fact, we have both a lot of the players and coaches come over here to get their whatever they leave, ammunition or guns, and we always go out of our way to try to give them a good discount. I'm an old Southern Miss graduate, believe it or not, from 1976, so I try to look after those guys the best I can.
Yeah, they're great kids, too. I'm sure you have the same experience with, I think, you know, Tim, people that don't have the good fortune of being around a lot of these kids, maybe don't have a reason to know this, but almost to the athlete, these kids are humble and respectful, and it's a pleasure to be around them, isn't it?
Oh, it really is, and I've always been so impressed, particularly with the guys that come over from the football team. I think we sold a lot of guns, as you might expect, to your linemen. And I know that last year quite a few of the linemen have come in from out of state and other schools, and we got to know several of them quite well.
Well, you know why that is. They want to go kill them deer because they want to eat all that meat. They like to eat, Tim.
Yeah.
You got such a big, magnificent facility. Give us a little history on the genesis of Heritage Firearms here in Oak Grove.
Yeah, I've owned Heritage now going on 7 years this year, and business has been very good. We've expanded rapidly, and we're continuing to grow. We'd like to think that we've got the best store anywhere in this part of the state. We carry almost all of the big name brands in both ammunition and in firearms, a lot of which we have direct contracts with. We do a lot with our local law enforcement and military for Camp Shelby. And then we also are the Liberty Safe Dealer in this part of the state. So we cover a broad range of options for people. And our reputation has grown through both media and television and radio and so forth. So things are good here. And we've really developed a good, steady, regular customer base.
We stay away from politics on the show. This is not a political question, but obviously a new administration in power now, very pro Second Amendment. Going to be a lot of support the next 4 years for gun rights. How does that affect people in your industry, or does it have a big effect one way or another?
You know, that's a great question, because I don't know the answer either. Because prior to the election, I did not know how the election turned out, if it was going to increase gun sales or decrease gun sales. And there's really no big change. I haven't seen a dramatic uptick or a dramatic downtick in the purchase of ammunition or guns from that standpoint. I think we've always in the South just had a steady need for people's interest in both hunting rifles and shotguns this time of year. But we also have a steady stream of people that just want handguns for personal defense, and that's year-round. We have quite a few. Matter of fact, we actually have more than you might think. Young students come in from Southern, so many of the young ladies sometimes with their fathers, to be looking at getting their first handgun.
All right, how can people get in touch with Heritage Firearms, Tim? It's a great place to buy all your ammunition and all your guns, and we encourage our listeners to do that. How can they reach you?
Well, real easy to find. You come out 98 West, like you're going to Columbia, past the Toyota dealership on your right, and the next red light is Old Highway 11. You just turn left on Old Highway 11, and you can't miss us. We go down not even a quarter of a mile on your right. We're on the end cap of the strip center there. We've got signs on both sides of the building, and we should be easy for you to find.
Hey, we sure appreciate all you do with Super Talk, and I know the athletic department grateful to you for your great, great support of the university and all of our athletics, Sam. We really do thank you.
Well, do me a favor. When you talk to our new football coach, tell him to reach out and check with me. I'd love to meet. I have not met him yet. I want to talk to him and see what we can do for the football team.
Consider it done, my friend. We appreciate you, Tim. Thank you so much.
Sure thing.
Tim Lowry, everybody, Heritage Firearms. All right, any last-second thoughts? Let's go to you, Andrew, first about opening weekend and what you took away from it.
You know, I think they looked good. It's what you wanted to see. Also, coming from that interview, I was like, oh, maybe I should be more slightly terrified of some young ladies on Southern Miss's campus.
Be careful. Be respectful. That would be the word.
But, you know, it's what you kind of expected, how things to go, what you kind of needed to see. Did we learn much? A little bit. But, I think we're still waiting to see who they truly are. You know, I think we'll learn more so about this lineup coming Tuesday night.
And to anybody that says, oh, it was just Lafayette, remember, look, pitching is pitching. Strikes, throwing strikes is what it's all about. It wouldn't matter whether Lafayette was up there or whoever. They're not walking people. They're putting the pitching early on has looked great. You're going to have a chance to win every game you play when you have numbers like that.
All right, former pitcher Daniel Stewart will start his weekly analysis of the games with us tomorrow. And a player you may have heard of is going to be in the studio, a Dickerson kid. Well, he was pretty good.
Double D.
He was pretty good. Pretty
not bad at all.
Yeah, shortstop Dustin Dickerson on the show tomorrow as well. We'll see you then. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.